This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
You, for you, Heavenly Father, are the author and the finisher of our faith. It is you, Heavenly Father, who sanctioned, declared, and decreed. It was you who formulated this world in such a way that we will gravitate, move closer to you. And so now, Father, we pray at this anointed and this appointed hour, that we will come before your presence with thanksgiving and praise. We further pray, Father, that as your words come forth, we pray, Father, that you would move me out of the way, that your words shall have power and authority in this generation upon your people, changing the lives and the hearts of your people, gravitating them closer to you under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, that we will say those things that would be inspiring and drawing them into a covenant relationship with you. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' wonderful and powerful name we ask it all, and for our sake we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, Reverend Bell and his absent, who is speaking today at another church, ministering. And I share with my preachers, if God called you to go, you go. He just lead me here to make more of converts to go and share the word. So that's my job. To you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 10. 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through about 10. And when you found it, say amen. And the pastor didn't have his glasses, but I'm going to do my best. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I callest not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again." And Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Thank you. You may be seated. "Speak, for thy servant heareth." I want to use for a topic this morning: God is always speaking, but are you always listening? God is forever speaking in our life, Donald, but not all the time are we attuned to hear what God has to say. The God who gave us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a brain to comprehend. Language barriers may be there, but God is speaking to a dispensation, to a church that should hear and understand the prophetic word that God is revealing and unveiling to this generation. And God was speaking his word audibly through the prophets and through his preachers and to his laypersons to share a word for such a time as this. And when we see what God is up to, he's talking and trying to echo his words to the hearts of men and women so that they will know who God is. Do you really know who God is? He is the infinite that became finite. He is the transcendent that became imminent. That which was far off drawn near. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is your water when you are thirsty and your food when you are hungry. He is your shelter in a time of storm. Anybody know who I'm talking about this morning? I'm talking about Yahweh, Jesus, Elohim, Adonai, and Jehovah. I'm talking about the one who got you up this morning. The one who comforts you in your hours of need. I'm talking about the one who brought you this far by faith when you didn't think you had the ability to go a step farther. I'm talking about the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. Do you know who I'm talking about? Last Sunday, speak, Lord, that your people may hear. Last Sunday, we shared a topic, go to God first. When you don't know what to do. And I said that because God is continuing to talk to his people, because there's a time when we really don't know what to do. And this morning we will continue to share how God is speaking to us. But the question is, are you hearing what God is saying to you? The voice of God is a reoccurring theme in the early scriptures, in many religions. He is Yahweh. He is Elohim. In the original Greek, he is the infinite God. He is a mighty, eternal God. He is a God to be revered and a God who is fearful in reverence and obedience. He is a God that we bow before him. Angels bow before him. He is a mighty God. That's the God who we serve. And he's a God who got us up. He knew us before we even knew ourselves. The God that we understand today is the God that is still in control of everything that we do and everything that we say. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because you said you would enter into this tabernacle. So here we are, Lord. We need your voice here that your people shall see and know who you are. The reoccurring theme is echoing in our hearts. And there's a dispensation and there's a church age who do not even hear what God is saying, because the enemy has blinded the minds and the hearts of people. And he is on his job destroying the minds of people and making the truth be a lie and the lie be the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit. But if we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like, then we live the life that God has called us to live. And let me say that we are not perfect, but we're striving to be perfected. Because the Lord says, I'm perfecting you by the power of my word, through the power of the Holy Spirit that's transforming your life. The Bible is full of examples where God speaks directly to prophets and leaders and even ordinary people. And so, Sister Cotton, he speaks through women as well. I'm shattering traditions today. Because some people believe women can't do certain things. But I say there are more women in the world than there are men. So God's going to use who's ever available. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they say you can't do it. Then you take it up with God, because it ain't got nothing to do with salvation. When we stop looking at traditional stuff and this is how we always done it, God said, then change the way you do it and do the way I said do it. From the burning bush where Moses received his divine mission, to the angelic visitation of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The narrative of God, the story of God's communication is vivid and his message is powerful. There is power in this place. There's an anointing that falls upon his appointed. And when God is speaking, there should be an echo within the hearts and the conscience of men. Shantalabahia. It was God who spoke in the creative order in Genesis. And by speaking, everything came into existence. He barad Elohim. He is a God who creates all things by his spoken word. Are you hearing him now? The heavenly rain, the earth, the moon, the stars, came into existence by his spoken word. Man cannot even comprehend what God is up to, nor can they comprehend what God is doing. I don't care how many degrees, I don't care how much they think they know, God is still more powerful than the most brilliant minds of the world. We cannot comprehend what God can do. God